Isaiah 61, the year of the Lord's favor. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Aliens will shepherd your flocks. Foreigners will work your fields and vineyards. And you will be called priests of the Lord, and you will be named ministers of our God. You will feed on the wealth of nations, and in their riches you will boast. Instead of their shame, my people will receive a double portion, and instead of disgrace, they will rejoice in their inheritance. And so they will inherit a double portion in their land, and everlasting joy will be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and iniquity. In my faithfulness, I will reward them and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them will acknowledge that they are a people the Lord has blessed. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the soil makes the sprout come up, and a garden causes seeds to grow, so the Sovereign Lord will make righteous and praise spring up before all nations. That was Isaiah 61, 1 through 11. That's the whole chapter of Isaiah 61. So, Father God, thank you for being with us today. Holy Spirit, thank you for reaching continuously towards our ears. I pray that connection every day, all day, that more and more we would hear your voice more clearly, more often. Let it become unspeakably familiar to us. Bestow on us the knowing of who you are. I thank you, Father, for all you do. We wait expectantly for you. We thank you for your goodness, your provision, your perfect love. Help us to walk out each day knowing who we are in you, fully protected, without condemnation, completely free, free to listen to you, to obey you, to submit to you. God, I pray that people would understand how much you love them, how real you are. How very real your love is for your people. that it is no longer the time to mess around. Thank you for all you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.